World-famous anthropologist Margaret Mead is rarely at a loss for words when talking about human behavior. David Jones of station KBPS in Portland caught up with her recently, and the topic was the American family.
Dr. Margaret Mead is 70, and she has some definite ideas on the quality of life in America. One is tempted to say, growing up in America. In Portland recently, she said there is not, this time, a desirable alternative to the American family.
The thing that's wrong with the present family, and I want to emphasize, it's 25 years old. It isn't our traditional family. It isn't the traditional Christian family. It isn't the traditional Judeo-Christian family. It's a special kind of family of young parents and little children, all by themselves, separated from everybody else, that has grown up as a result of the tremendous movement in this country and the kind of housing and the kind of towns we've built in the last 25 years. I think we need a lot of alternatives to it. See, we need choice for people. People who would like to live in warmer, larger groups. People would like to live in neighborhoods where children could walk safely and where mothers didn't have to tote their children around in cars. Places where people who can't drive because they're too old or afraid to drive could still be human beings instead of being incarcerated. Places where people who didn't want to spend commuting, 3 hours a day commuting, could find places where they could walk to work. Places where people who weren't married or didn't want to be married or had been married enough and had got over it could find places to live where they had access to other human beings of all generations and especially to children. So what we need are a lot of alternatives, not one alternative. We need, you see what happens in, if you take your most affluent suburb that's terribly pleased with itself, that has a good school, because it's kept everybody out of that suburb with an income less than $20,000 a year. This is the sort of thing we want to get rid of, just as we want to get rid of the ghetto, where people are so fenced in and tied down that they've nowhere to go at all. And if they move, it's usually to worse housing than they're in now.
On the subject of marriage and raising the American family, Margaret Mead says too many people are married too often and too much of the time.
The important thing is that parents should be married. And they should stay married. And that nobody should have children who does not intend to try very hard to stay married. Now, they won't all succeed. People will die. And some marriages won't work out. But for any two people today to have a child without the absolute intention of staying together until those children are born, I think is terrible. Because we don't need all these children anymore. What we need is children that are wanted and loved and well-born and have at least two parents. Now, two parents aren't enough because there again one of them may die or the marriage may break up. Only families that are supported by a lot of other people who aren't married or at least aren't parents have much chance of survival today. That's the reason I want a lifestyle where there be a lot of other people, weekend aunts and uncles and proxy grandparents and a bunch of teenagers around to help young parents bring up their children, because it's far too difficult a job for any two young people today.
Margaret Mead says that the institution of the family is in a mess and that she hopes she has contributed something to getting it out.
Not much, but a little. I mean, I started talking about what would happen to the nuclear family in the late 1920s. I wrote an article called Broken Homes in the late 1920s in which I pointed out that this nuclear family was too frail and that you needed more relatives around. I started talking about what we needed from grandparents before World War II. In 1950 at the White House conference, I spoke about rearing unknown children for an unknown world. And everybody said, oh, it's too frightening. Well, they've got them.
Dr. Margaret Mead, the lady who made her reputation writing about coming of age in Samoa, now talking about coming of age in America. For KBPS and National Public Radio, this is Dave Jones.